If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Steele Saunders.
Hey, everyone.
Now, most recently in America, you found yourself... Can we talk about this?
Can talk about a lot of things.
You found yourself on the set of a show that you quite like.
I didn't like it at the time.
You didn't like the show?
Well, I hadn't seen it yet. Oh. Do you know what I mean? I have to be fair and biased.
Do you feel like when a new Star Wars production comes out that you are fair and balanced in your assessment of how good it is or otherwise?
Yeah.
Because you do love, for people who don't know, you have a Star Wars podcast called Steel Wars. Mm-hmm. You adore Star Wars. It's a big part of your life. You love it.
Big fan.
Big fan. Big fan. Do you feel that when you watch a new Star Wars production that you're completely balanced?
I feel like I am, but I'm also like there for the joy. I'm a fan of joy.
Yes.
I'm a fan of excitement. So, but I feel not, this one probably not so much because...
You were in it.
I was in it. And I just know how hard we all worked on it, you guys. It was the opposite of how cold it is now. It was like 43 or
were
something.
Were you in the desert in California?
Yeah, in Tatooine. Those two suns, buddy.
Yeah.
I can only see one of them, but...
They bear down.
They were hot. When you watch TV, there's two of them. But yes, I was on Obi-Wan Kenobi in the background.
Did you have a line?
I had...
A grunt.
No, I had some chatter.
Oh, okay.
But no
rhubarb,
lines.
Rhubarb.
Yeah. No, I was like, I would actually talk... I'd always have to talk about stuff in universe.
Yeah.
So I was like filming my own show that they didn't have the sound for. But I was walking and I'd be... telling someone how I'm going to get a new T-16 speeder and honestly...
And the other extras are all on board as well. They know all this information.
Well, they were caught up in my, why is this giant 12-year-old on set? But I did, with all due respect to the process, I did feel like I was on my Make-A-Wish. It was, I for 8 days getting to play Star Wars with Ewan McGregor and The Secret Life of Us's, his name's blank, Joel.
Joel Edgerton.
Yeah. We were in the barn one day, the space barn, and it was just me and Joel. And I said,
wow.
I hadn't spoken to him yet because you're not meant to.
Do they tell you that on arrival, do they?
No, it's just known.
It's just common knowledge.
Yeah. That's like one of my go-tos. It's like, oh, you know what we called Ewan McGregor on set? Like, what? Nothing. Not allowed to talk to him. But I did say to him, I go, a bit different than filming in St Kilda, hey, mate? And he goes, deep cut. And now I go around there for barbecues and all that sort of stuff.
I imagine you've told this story in more detail on Steel Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to listen to that, They can find that podcast in the podcast app that they're listening to this in.
On YouTube as
on
well.
On YouTube as
yeah,
well.
If you want to watch, I actually filmed every day driving to and from. Mm-hmm. Like I recorded like a car video.
Oh, great.
And
that's going to be pure joy. That is.
Dude, I watched the...
Have you watched it back?
Well, I couldn't at the time because it was too much. It was too like... much emotion because it was like legitimately like I'm just a giant idiot and then I just got issued this giant idiot pass to be a bigger idiot. So I watched the one driving home because I had to edit it to put it up and I was just like, this dude needs to chill out. You need to just mellow out, buddy. It was good. I'm like.
Well, you have a child.
I milked it for every bit of joy.
So I imagine the day that Harry was born is up there.
Well,
maybe your wedding day as well. Where does this fit?
I just say it's the best. It's the best non-important thing that's ever happened to me, and that covers it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So like you could say, that must mean it. Except from when he met me. Do you know what I mean?
You can it use applies that. To anyone.
You can
it's
use
universal,
that any
that
way
one.
You want. Mm-hmm. So,
perfect. Well, yeah, so Steel Wars is the podcast where you'll find that full story and on YouTube.
Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus.
Have you seen yourself on TV?
This is my low-level promo tour I'm on.
For Disney.
Yeah, I'm doing regional podcasts.
Yeah, they've got Joel doing the telly. Yeah. You're doing regional podcasts. Great. Well, thank you for being here. We're going to do a quiz today. Star Wars might come up, but it's not just you here to do the quiz today.
It's upsetting.
We also have a Brains Trust, and you can actually be a part of the Brains Trust now if you go to waxquizzical.com, contribute to the show, but we'll see which Brains Trust members we have for you right now. First of all, we've had the devil on the show before.
No way.
A few times, actually.
How'd you
Satan,
get it?
Satan, Beelzebub. Just a member of the Brains Trust.
Just DM him on Twitter or... Yeah, how do you get in touch with the devil?
He subscribes to the show, pays $5 a month, and is just to be a member of the Brains Trust.
I swear, the Bible burning tier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And today we have the Bible tier. It's a big hello to God.
G'day, mate. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to be part of it.
And also, thank you for being on here because, like, we have had Satan on, and I know that must be...
Oh, yeah, no. I've got nothing against him. I love all people.
So no one told me God was going to be here.
Yeah, God is here.
Probably sounding a bit ocker than you suspected to, but hey,
cheers for the penis. Love it. Thanks.
Happy to help. I mean, it was random.
All the parts. I love them all.
Is it completely random, is it? You don't have a hand in that, so
no,
to speak?
No, you can't. So, like, you can say, listen, you can, so like, you know, before you're born, you can go, mate, I'd love a penis. Just looking at what's happening on Earth, love to get up there with a penis. No, it's just random. I'm more of a set and forget.
Yeah, okay.
You get in there. I created sort of the...
You created the system.
The swampy... Yeah. Bits, yeah, and then that eventually spawned human. It wasn't none of that 6 day stuff.
Yeah,
When you got to the ears, were you just like, nah, I'll just squish it. That's it. I'm done.
Now you see, so
I feel like you could have done. I feel like aliens, like you gave them better ears.
Oh, aliens! I mean, I've invented people who are they're just floating balls of gas. You know, they don't have any ears, and they're here now, and you don't.
We don't know.
You don't know because you're not looking for them.
Is that, would you describe it as ghosts? Is that?
There are no, I'll just say now, there are no ghosts.
Oh my God.
So there's no afterlife, basically. If you think.
There's no afterlife.
No, you think I want to hang around with someone for eternity? No, thank you.
Oh, I didn't realize. Because a lot of the thing, like when people advocate on your behalf here on Earth, they're often talking about the afterlife
If it makes someone behave better while they're here, no problem. Because once they're dead, what are they going to tell someone? Oh, it doesn't exist? No, they're dead. So it's good for Earth that people think there is.
Wow. And this is interesting. This is quite different to hell because, as I say, we've had the devil on the show before.
Hell does exist. Yeah. But not heaven.
And Satan always talks about how like there's many, many people who have gone to hell.
Well, Satan's a lot more hands-on than me. So I'm more like a
bit more laissez-faire.
You know, yeah, you have a builder who creates your house, but you get a plumber to fix the plumbing.
Mm.
You know, I'm that sort of set, forget.
Yeah, great.
So I am omnipresent, but I don't really involve myself. Like it's like when you see two people praying, you know, on a football match, and one I'm not going to answer either.
You're busy.
It's not that I'm even busy. I just don't care. You know, it's such a small. What do you guys live for? 200 years?
it's closer to 80.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like it's a blip. You know,
what are your busy times of the year, God?
I kind of pick it, really. I'm always creating something new, just seeing how it goes. And then just once it's sort of up and running, I leave it. I can come in and watch people. But even like you think about your most exciting celebrity. You know, they're fun on a talk show. But most of the time they're eating and going to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to look at them.
Well, it's exciting to have God here on the Brains Trust for you still.
I sound a bit awkward because I basically take on whatever language is the most.
Yeah.
Makes you feel the most at ease.
Okay, great. This isn't making me feel at ease.
Your eyes would literally melt out of your head. Yeah.
So you're like talking the way we talk.
I'm talking the way you talk, just because.
Okay,
sort of.
Hasn't nailed it, I'd say.
Okay,
but it's close.
I gotta be honest. I haven't talked to a human in a really long time. As you might have seen by what's going on Earth right now, I've really been involved. So this is a bit. I'm readjusting. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have here a narrative reporter. It's a big hello to Farsi Farp Dunsterman.
Pandemonium down here at Comedy Republic this afternoon as God reveals a completely negligent attitude to all of Earth. Having announced that he's not really taken any notice of the planet for years, he has remained at the table drinking.
Do you launch in with sort of recaps of what's just happened at every conversation? Because we're not live right now on the news, Farsi.
Earlier this minute, this reporter was questioned by another man called Kyron about whether or not I do recaps of conversations. This reporter is able to confirm that, yes, sometimes that does happen. Back to you in the studio. This is Farsi Farp Dunsterman reporting.
Okay, so Farsi Farp is also here still.
Part of the Brains Trust.
Part of the Brains Trust, yeah. So we'll be going to these two Brains Trust members for help.
Hey, how mad do you, like, Good Friday, is that stressful, getting angry at everyone eating meat?
No, honestly, couldn't care. Gays getting married, couldn't care. Like, none of it really matters to me.
Wow, that's massive news.
It's just a blip, you know. You guys will be gone, and I'll give you, like, 100 years tops.
If I may interject, God, our viewers wish to know just what exactly is going on with the platypus.
Platypus. That is actually the closest to how I look to the human eye.
Oh, so, because people always say you're made, like, human is made in the image of God.
No, that's platypus is.
Platypus is made in the image of God.
Shrunken down model.
Oh, so you're a giant platypus.
I'm the closest to a giant platypus that you can sort of comprehend in your...
Okay.
God, if I may ask a second question, does that mean you contain venomous spurs on your hind legs?
No, I mean, I could, but I don't really... I'm kind of top of the food chain. I don't really need any sort of defense mechanisms.
Mm.
There's not really anything that can hurt me, really.
As opposed to platypuses.
Hey, yeah.
Can I ask a question, God?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
How do you deal with the fact, right? This is something that I've picked up in my world travels.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest fans of you are also the people that kind of think you're the biggest prick.
Yeah. I
would like to interject and report that a man said to God to his face, you're a bit of a prick, and was not smited down immediately.
Listen, if you're going to report the news, report it correctly, okay? Like Bomb Fartenstein or whatever.
Allegations of dishonesty have reached this reporter.
Well, thank you, Farsi Farp, for being here on the Brains Trust. Shall we get into a quiz?
Sure.
Seems the natural thing to do.
You're gonna get everything.
Nah, mate, I have not looked at Earth for ages. This is my first time back in what, 6 billion years? 6 billion years? I'm gonna be worse than you.
Well, that should damage this quiz greatly.
Question number one.
In a game of Scrabble, how many points is the J worth?
I mean, I guess my son Jesus. That's 1, 2 G E S U S. Five, that's my guess.
5 points. For the J?
Some eyewitnesses stated that 5 points were what the J is worth, while other people surveyed thought it might be closer to 8. We can neither confirm nor deny at this stage.
8?
Perhaps a clue there. Have you played Scrabble before,
no,
God?
No.
You're not big on the board games?
No, I don't. You know, these arbitrary rules, you know. Everything, nothing matters and everything matters. It's, yeah, who cares?
That's good, because if God has to, like, succumb to board, like, what hope do we have to
I'm lead very competitive, life? And it's okay. I cannot tell you how embarrassing it is.
Monopoly
to
would
lose
get out
God.
Of control.
Oh, you just I let's just say I've destroyed a couple of planets. I don't play board games anymore. I don't like to lose.
Growing suspicions tonight that given God's answers to not having played Monopoly or even taken any notice of anything or showing any sort of life skills, God is still living at his parents.
Yeah, well, that's a great question, actually. Who are my parents? Because I think. I think I'm my own parents. I'm not really sure how it works, to be honest. And I'm a little scared to look into it.
That's a different podcast. Yeah. Have you played Scrabble lately, Steele?
I have never played Scrabble. I just no interest.
No interest in board games.
So it's like some trivia, and this might come up a little bit. It's like, I don't want to be burdened with even knowing that. Do you know what I mean? Like, does it have a score? Who knows?
Yeah, okay. So do you want to put who knows?
I'd like to mark that one down as not worthy to know the answer.
Okay.
So do you know what I mean? I've only got so much space left up in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is in there, I might forget you. I might forget your name.
That's very much the approach I take to the human race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much to think about. Don't worry about it.
One planet in, one planet out.
One planet, yeah.
Okay. So if I do remember, I'm just going to refer to you as mate for the rest of our lives.
Okay, then I better put not worthy to know.
Yes,
question number two. Clancy of the Overflow and The Man from Snowy River.
Right, not worthy.
Were written by which Australian bush poet? Clancy of the Overflow and The Man from Snowy River.
Man from Snowy River's got a character called McGregor in it, right? Is that right?
Have you read Man from Snowy River, God?
No, just on the Google searches.
Extraordinary scenes here, as God does not recognise perhaps one of the greatest poets in the vicinity, also dead. This reporter would like to posit that Banjo Patterson is the correct answer and is indeed worthy of answering. Back to you in the studio.
I knew it was something like that, and in my head it's like, it was something like Tucker Dawson or something, just...
Let's lock in Tucker Dawson just to be safe.
Do you want to put Tucker Dawson?
Clarifying an earlier answer, Banjo Patterson is not a real banjo.
No. Thank you for clarifying that. It's important to have all the facts, because I think we would have been confused.
It's this reporter's duty to keep everyone honest.
So Banjo Patterson, an option available to you, or you could stick with your hunch and go Tucker Dawson.
I don't want to bring down the team, especially with God.
Maybe an amalgam of both, you know?
Banjo Dawson?
Banjo Dawson.
Tucker Banjo.
Banjo Patterson, it's the right answer, congrats, good, but I think a better answer would be Tucker Dawson.
Do you want to put Tucker Dawson?
Yeah, I might make that my tag. I might go graffiti the streets now, Tucker Dawson.
Man sums up exactly what is wrong with this world today.
I'll put Tucker Dawson. Question three, the murder of Elizabeth Short in 1947, Los Angeles.
Oh, I thought Elizabeth Short had been murdered then for a second. Oh, my stars. Oh, sorry.
The murder of Elizabeth Short in 1947, Los Angeles, is more commonly known by what floral name? But this is, you live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but I'm not a murderer.
I think you got to Los Angeles a bit after this, didn't you?
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
God provides an alibi to man who doesn't recognise...
We're in cahoots.
...for the murder previously known as the Black Dahlia.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
The Black Dahlia.
Oh, wow.
Fast Fab, you really know your stuff.
That's a floral name. So that's potentially an answer to the murder of Elizabeth Short in 1947, Los Angeles. More commonly known by what floral name? Do you want to put the Black Dahlia?
It does sound good.
I mean, I'd say it's probably our best bet so far.
I don't know. I mean, what are the other options? That voice sounds very legitimate, so it's
Darcy Fab, have you always had a love for journalism? Was it something that came later
or
in
murders?
Did you have other jobs you wanted to do?
This reporter had a burning desire to convey the truth ever since she entered this world via the womb tunnel.
What?
Your first broadcast?
This reporter can indeed recall her first broadcast, which went something like this. Signing off back to the studio.
Oh, wow.
And the studio being the womb you try to get back in. Like, no, your studio's outside now.
Mm. Correct. Forgive the overflow of emotion that this reporter is experiencing right now. Her impartiality has been damaged by her raw emotion.
Apology accepted. Do you want to put Black Dahlia?
Open the dam, huh?
It sounds good.
Sounds correct. It's the first one that sounds correct. Actually, Banjo Patterson was definitely right too. Which American actress is the mysterious narrator of Gossip Girl?
Oh,
question number four. Which American actress? Is this one worth knowing?
Is this one of the facts so worth knowing? Yes.
That it's not worth forgetting a friend's name over.
XOXO. Let's go.
Absolutely. Also, do you know the American actress that...
I've actually... I know everything of... I just have forgotten her. Oh, this is so bad. She's married to Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm. She was in Gossip Girl.
She wasn't in Gossip Girl. Oh, she appeared in the last episode as a cameo, which was very meta.
A question from the floor here. Farsi Farp Dunsterman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Horse and Hare and Hound and Hog Weekly.
Wow, I didn't know they'd expanded.
It's a good one.
Horse and Hare and Hound and Dog.
One of the few I read.
Horse and Hare and Hound and Hog.
You think a topic that hot would be daily. But
if I may interject, the press conference only has a few minutes left. Mr. Saunders, are you searching to find and recall the name of Kristen Bell?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Did you know who Gossip Girl was when you were watching?
No, I mean, gossip to me is just, I can listen to everything. I kind of know. Nothing's really gossip because I know everything.
And God wouldn't and like his gossip gendered either.
I mean, I guess the best way to describe me is it a thing? So gender is kind of, like, that's a word you guys invented, you know?
Oh, so we did invent that.
Well, yeah, I didn't invent the word gender.
Mm.
Like I said, I'm a giant floating platypus. I like to come down every now and then to see what you guys are up to, but it is, I'm finding a lot of this a bit confusing, to be honest, because, you know, you got a planet that's just made of gas people. You know, they don't have a lot of genitalia. It's just a bunch of sentient floating gas orbs.
Yes.
You know, then you got another planet where everyone's made of paint. You know, and so it's.
So what do? They human their walls.
No, well, it's just a big glob. It's just a planet full of paint. I don't know if you've seen Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. They paid homage to it very briefly.
Yeah.
They went to Paint Planet. I don't know how they knew about it, but they went there. And it is basically just... I go to Paint Planet and then I come to Earth and see you guys like putting paint in the walls. I'm like, it's a massacre. You know, it's a lot. So, the answer is I didn't know much about Gossip Girl now.
Do you want to put Kristen Bell?
I so do. Love Kristen Bell.
Question number 5. Which ancient mathematician is said to have used a bathtub to calculate the volume of irregular objects?
A question here from... Farsi Farp Dunsterman of Horse, Hare, Hound and Hog and Hippopotamus Monthly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ooh, promotion.
It's a rapidly expanding empire. Yeah. A contradiction in what's happening with most print publishing.
I assume it's is it the Murdoch Press, or are you...
You're just swallowing up other magazines.
Correct. However, this reporter is not the one being interviewed. This reporter is asking the question.
Oh, yes.
Are you referring to Archimedes?
I'm not sure. You think Archimedes?
Correct.
Archimedes. Is that a Greek mathematician, was it?
A Greek mathematician called Archimedes, who was in his bath displacing water. He shouted out, "Eureka!" And that's how the stockade began.
Classic. Wow. Archimedes.
Well, did you report on the stockade?
My mother reported on the stockade.
So you're a family of reporters.
This reporter, unused to answering questions about her own family, must concede that indeed her family lineage is all reporter-based, and indeed it was her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother reporting for the Hare and Tortoise stone tablet yearly, who interviewed Archimedes in his own bathroom and was covered by the displaced water as he shouted.
I remember that was quite an exclusive at the time. He was a very private bather. Mm.
A private but exuberant bear. Mm.
Well, up till then, there'd only been one set of tablets that anyone was bothered to read.
Oh yeah, the Moses stuff. That was funny. I was not involved in that at all.
Because what did you do, dude?
So you got to in infinite universes, everything's going to happen at least once, and it just happened that that guy found a bunch of tablets with some inscriptions that looked like writing around the same time the sea parted.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, it's all a coincidence. Yeah. You exist long enough, all stuff's going to happen at some point.
So they're not your rules, like thou shalt not murder?
No, I don't care.
I guess that's why you let steal off.
You guys are little specks of dust.
Mm. Question here from Farsi Farp Dunsterman of the Horse, Hare and Hound, Hog, Hippopotamus and Hyrax.
Another promotion.
Weekly. The magazine title was so long I've forgotten what I was going to ask you. My apologies. My apologies.
Farsi
Farp Dunsman has remembered her question. Does that mean if there are an infinite number of universes, in some universes, do the tablets that Moses found just have Panadol written on them?
One of them just had Moses sucks, and he didn't show anyone. He just put it back under the bush because he didn't want that confirmed.
I'll put Archimedes. Question 6. In Australia, pole dance poles are made from either chrome, stainless steel, or what other type of metal?
You got to go adamantium, right? That's the strongest. That's the strongest one.
In America, they're just like rifles, wall-to-ceiling rifles.
Everyone's swinging off an AK-47.
Yeah, it's good.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Have you reported any stories?
This reporter has reported on many pole adventures and can unequivocally state that the third material that poles in Australia are made out of is Lego.
A Lego pole.
There's a planet where it's in a universe that's it's pretty much identical to Earth, but all the poles are square. So there's still a pole dancing. It's just awkward and it's quite uncomfortable. But
how
just,
do they swing around the square?
Not very well. Not very well.
That would make the
like if you took some of the people who enjoy going to strip clubs and brought them here, they'd be their minds would be blown.
Yeah. But take that improvement home.
Yeah, but they don't. They've only got square poles.
How does that work with the like the pole vault at the Olympics?
Again, yeah, square. Everything's any sort of thing that's round on Earth is square there.
I imagine they're getting lower heights than here.
Question here from Farsi Farp, Dunsterman, Horsehair Hound, Hog, Hyrax, Horse Feathers, and Humpty Weekly.
First of all, I want to congratulate the commitment.
I'm so sorry you lost Hippo. Hippo. It must have been a devastating loss.
Oh, that's become the weekend lift out. Yeah. Tony, Hippo was only on the weekends. God, by stating that everything round on Earth is square on the square pole planet, what about eyeballs?
Eyeballs are square. In fact, the whole planet's square. So they have they have what they call round Earth that's over there. They're like, I bet you the planet's a circle, and it's like, it's clearly not. Cars drive really badly because they've got square tyres, square wheels.
Sort of like, it's not Minesweeper. What's the the computer game that's everything square?
I don't bring it up. Triggered.
It is Minesweeper.
Put on Minecraft, Daddy. What is it? Like, I feel it's the first thing that I've watched where I'm like, I am out of the loop. Is he in a cult now? Why is everything so blocky? Oh, is there a secret message? It's very disconcerting.
Local Melbourne man Karen Wheatley devastated this afternoon as the dawning realisation hits him that no one here is interested in the quiz.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate. What was the question?
In Australia, pole dance poles are made from either chrome, stainless steel, or what other type of metal? Lego is the only answer we have so far.
Interesting that they'd give you two options. I wonder if they've done that to say to you that these are not the correct ones. Some other type of metal. So titanium is the only
one. Do you want to put adamantium. Lego, titanium?
I don't know. I'm sure someone at like the Real Housewives of Melbourne's got like a golden pole or something. Gold?
Oh, gold, yeah.
As house prices continue to rise, some young people are spending all of their savings on gold stripper poles.
It's the new avocado. You know, it's
back in my day we used wooden ones and each splinter was a badge of honour, okay?
Do you want to put gold?
Gold is good.
All right, I'll put gold. Question number 8. Daisy Dove Bloom is the daughter of what celebrity couple?
No idea, but I bet you she's very attractive. Every celebrity sibling is very, very attractive.
Yeah.
Filling in for Richard Wilkins tonight, it's Farsi Farp Dunsterman, whose name becomes ever more difficult to recall. Reporting on behalf of Horsehound, Hair Hog, Hippo, Hyrax, Horse Feathers, Humpty and Harmony.
I am going to have to.
A few comments away from covering heroin.
I have a question about horse feathers.
Just as dinosaurs are now believed to contain feathers along with their scaly skin, horse ancestors have been discovered to also have feathers.
Right. I have to. I feel like I should know that, but again, I'm a set and forget kind of god.
Continuing her commitment to doing the bit for Richard Wilkins, the answer you're seeking is Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
I didn't even know there were a couple.
Bloom. There you go.
Right.
Oh, you didn't know there were a couple?
No.
Question here from Farsi Farp Dunsterman of Horsehound, Hair, Horse Feather, Hyrax, Hippopotamus, Halitosis, Harmony, Hyrax, and Hygiene.
Good on you for halitosis. It's a big get.
I've totally forgotten my question again.
Number 8. Suffer, Pressure and DJ Debris are members of which Australian hip-hop group? Suffer, Pressure and DJ Debris are all members of an Australian hip-hop group. What's their name?
Okay, I was going to say I know the answer, but it's just like, no, you thought of the name of one Australian hip-hop group.
Yeah, so you know one. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with the Mountaintop Hoods.
The Mountaintop Hoods?
Hilltop Hoods.
Hilltop Hoods. Oh, yeah. Do you listen to a lot of hip-hop, God?
I do, not a lot of Australian hip-hop, to be fair, but
You like Australian hip-hop?
Yes.
That's sure. A rare opinion.
I like any sort of... I mean, I like music. Music's fun. It's one of the little surprises that came out of Making Earth.
You didn't plan for that? That just sort of came out of it?
No. I just basically made some amoeba and some water and then the rest happened. So it was, it's quite a surprise when I came back.
Yeah.
And it's like you two playing in a stadium. I'm like, Jesus, this is it's gone up. Also, I'm one of the few people that can use my son's name in vain, by the way. So don't worry about that.
Did you make his name a swear word for like his birthday or something? Because I'd imagine if I was 13 and I could say to my mum, hey, mum, what would you want for your birthday? I'm like, I'd like steel to be like... up there with the top swear words.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, here's a fun fact. His original name was Shit, but I changed it to Jesus. And then they ended up becoming a swear word anyway.
question for God,
yeah,
from
sure.
Fuzzy Fab Dunstman from the Horsehair Hound Helicopter Hyrax Halitosis Hospital.
Yep.
Pamphlet. What's
Did
Jesus doing now?
Oh, dead. Yeah, died on the cross. That was your fault. So, yeah.
Oh, he didn't go up to heaven after the cross.
No.
So when he called out
again, I'm more of a. I like to keep to myself. I'm a bit of an introvert. You know,
yep.
I don't.
Yeah.
No matter how cool someone is, you can't hang out with them for infinity.
So when he called out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You did in fact forsake him.
I got to be honest. So I was on Paint World at the time. That is on me. But
hanging out with your glossy mates.
It's just it's fun. You know, it's a fun world.
Fussy Fup Dunstman has horse hair, hound, hog, hippo, hyrax, horse feathers, humpty, harmony, halitosis, helicopter ever had cause to interview the Hilltop Hoods?
Unfortunately, the...
He forgot to say pamphlet, so he's clearly talking about a different publication.
Referring to our sister publication
from
the same publishing company. But... Horsehair, Hound, Hog, Hyrax, Halitosis Hospital, Harmony, Hyrax, Helicopter, Hospital, Henchman, Zine, did have cause to interview the Hilltop Hoods, but unfortunately they were on the wrong hilltop and were never found.
Can I ask you a question? It seems
the tables have been turned on this reporter.
It seems very hard to introduce yourself every time. So have you thought about just quitting and getting a job at, like, That's Life? Because it's
easy to say.
It's an
this
art market magazine.
Has never been so insulted in her life.
They're real people with real stories.
Yeah, but she's worked a long time to get that quite large promotion and an email signature.
Okay.
So it'd be shame
business
to give it up.
Cards are enormous.
Like
if you're
going to
stick with
like
that,
an A5.
Can you start covering hamsters for me, please? I'd appreciate that.
Only if I don't have to give you a cut of the idea.
Okay, no.
Should put the Hilltop Hoods.
I'm going to go with it.
Question number 9. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is awarded to the winner of what sporting event? Do you follow any sports, Steele?
You know I do not, but I do know the answer.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh.
I'm going to go with the American gridiron sport.
The American gridiron sport.
Yes, that one.
Is it hard to avoid in LA?
Oh, no, I've made a lifestyle out of avoiding, like, organised sport all my life. So I can go from country to country and avoid all their organised sports.
Oh, that's quite a skill.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Because then how did you come across the information that the Vince Lombardi Trophy again?
Oh, well, this is the thing. Sometimes you learn this stuff and you don't want to know.
Yeah.
So, I can't remember Ed's name over here, so it's because I know
God.
That.
That's God.
That's his middle name, Eddie.
Oh, right.
God, Eddie, all-knowing.
I mean, technically, all names are my... I mean, I've got quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I've kind of lost track of them, to be honest. Again, I don't have a business card either because it would be gigantic.
Just like Satan's got a lot of names as well. Beelzebub.
Satan's got quite a few.
Devil,
yep.
What about stuff that like humans come up with? Like, so you made humans, right?
Well, I made the stuff that led to humans.
Okay, arms, legs, they can get around. Then you come back to the planet and then, like they've invented the chair and they're just sitting down.
Well, last time I was here, there were dinosaurs. So I don't know what happened there.
Mm.
But clearly I put too many rocks in the sky, obviously. So that was a mistake. and then you guys popped up. And, sorry, which question?
I was just like, is it frustrating that humans like just sit down and like they're not making use of everything.
No, I don't mind. Like, you guys just, you know, you got a little bit of time to live. So you just, you know, you got to, you're trying to have fun. You do some poos and then you die. You're just doing your best. You're doing what you can. None of it matters, to be honest. You're only on a little tiny planet. You haven't even been to space travel yet. I mean, where have you been to? The moon? Big whoop. It's right next to you.
A lot of fun. You do some poos and then you die. That is.
You do, you guys.
That,
you know,
sums up life.
It's not for me to decide whether, what's the right way to go.
Question here for God from.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's all right. We'll say it's implied.
No, I'm going to get through it. Farsi Fab Dunsterman from the Horsehair Hound Hog Hyrax Horse Feather Hospital High Beam High Vis Hilltop Hoods Human Hair.
Hamster.
Compendium.
Oh, was it all about human hair? I thought it was about the rabbit. Like a hair. Like a rabbit hair.
Human hair.
Oh, wow.
Human. Oh, the hair and human hair.
Both.
We have
both.
A large readership. Quite a.
You don't want to exclude people. You know, that's
no, every demographic.
Can I ask, does she do this every episode or is this just a recent bad decision?
It's a very recent bad decision. God, as I was questioning you, this reporter is questioning you, I have once again forgotten
I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern here between the intro.
Hey, this is what I was talking about with when you fill your head with the wrong things and you forget. You're trying to remember hamster and now you can't remember your question.
I'd love to help, but I feel like, you know, once you're down this path, you...
Imagine that press conference. You introduce yourself and then it's like, yeah, forgotten, sorry.
Prime Minister. I'm sorry, you've actually used your time there on the question, so we're going to have to move on to someone else.
Question 10, final question, unless Farsi Fart remembers it. Phobos and Deimos, is that right? Phobos and Deimos, Phobos and Deimos, are moons of what planet in our solar system?
Oh, bring us home, Farsi.
Have you interviewed any moons for House Hare, Hound, Hog, Hippo, Hyrax, Horse Feathers, Humpty, Harmony, Halitosis, Helicopter, and Henchman?
This reporter has interviewed many moons, but mostly what they do is just pull their pants down flash at you. That's the only thing.
Yep.
Suggestion here from several bystanders, either Saturn or Jupiter, which in its way is unhelpful as an answer.
Mm. But they are two planets that are available. Correct. As an option.
It's funny that you guys call it mooning on Earth here, because there are quite a few universes where the moon is just a large bump. And they call that the moon, and then you guys call bums here moon. And it's interesting. It's interesting. Mm. It's interesting.
The big bum in the sky.
So in another universe, they're like, oh, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the arms.
On the bum, yeah. Yeah. And it was gross. It was gross.
Yeah.
Because who's wiping? No one. It's too big.
Also, the bum is shitting in the sky.
Well, it's...
Is that bum made of
cheese? Well, that's how you get the asteroids in that solar system. And they're gross asteroids.
I believe it's pronounced asteroids in that solar system.
Well done.
You are correct. Yes, my apologies. My apologies, sir.
This is basically pick a planet. Phobos and Deimos are moons of what planet in our solar system?
Planet Dyson.
Planet Dyson?
The vacuum planet.
That's a great one. Let me tell you, it's very clean.
Oh. What planet's Dyson? That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Really good, because like most of them are like, I don't want to know. So I don't even want you to read out the answers, because I'm worried that's going to fill up my brain with unnecessary information.
Well, we're going to have to read them out. So
yeah, I want to hear. I want to know how we went. Okay. As I said before, I'm very competitive. So.
The world waits with bated breath as the answers to this afternoon's quiz are about to be revealed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question number one. In a game of Scrabble, the J is worth 8 points. You said not worthy to know.
Would risky. Like to have it on the record here that Farsi Fab Dunsterman from the Horsehair Hound Hair Hippopotamus Human Hair, Human Hair, Human Hair, Human Hair, Human Hair, Human I'm in a loop, Human Hair, Human Hair, got that question right.
Question number two.
Disregarded.
But let's review this question, the knowledge of it. When is this going to come in handy? Like, when are you playing with the Scrabble set that's scuffed?
Would it come in handy for this quiz?
The score thing has come off the J.
Yeah. I don't think the goal is to have good knowledge or, you know, for it to be handy knowledge.
That's why we're this here isn't for school. Different reasons. Do you know what I mean?
Question number two. Clancy, The Overflow and The Man from Snowy River were written by, you said, Tucker Dawson, but it was Banjo Patterson.
Oh, took a risk. And vindication reach for the stars. Reporter. Land amongst the treetops.
Question three.
Wait. I just realized it's just me answering, so it's my fault that... Oh, I would have put in more effort there. I thought I was bringing everyone down. With
we don't have a stake in this. We've got other stuff going on.
Wait, let's review. No, let's... Banjo Patterson!
You locked
lock
him
in. Lock it in, no!
The Murder of Elizabeth Short in 1947
it's
Los
funny,
Angeles.
When this quiz goes up, the only name on there is going to be Steele. That's it. It's going to be Steele and there's a points next to it.
Was more commonly known by the Black Dahlia. First points on the board.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Congratulations. The American actress who's the mysterious narrator of Gossip Girl is Kristen Bell. 2 points there. It was indeed Archimedes who is said to have used a bathtub to calculate the volume of irregular objects.
He's 3 points. He's killing it.
So far, Kristen Bell is the only good bit. Like that's the only thing I want to remember.
That's the only piece of important knowledge that we have.
I'm going to score your question. So far, how many questions are we up to?
That was 5.
All right. So now your score for this quiz is 1 out of 5. So that's bad. Of actual things worth knowing.
In Australia.
The J one, it couldn't be more useless.
Yes.
Like.
Because the answer will always be in front of you whenever you need it.
It's there. Like.
Clarification sought here from Farsi Fab Dunsterman from the Horsehair Hound Hospital Hyrax Highlight. Hi, everyone. Monthly.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Mm-hmm. You might need it if you're using the blank tile in the game of Scrabble.
Oh, yeah, because if they have J, then they'll have to...
There's a blank tile?
It's 2.
In Australia, pole dance poles are made from either chrome, stainless steel, or brass, not gold.
Brass, yeah.
Gold would be better.
But Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom had Daisy Dove Bloom, so there's points there.
Yeah, that's on the verge of, like... Yeah, I don't know about knowing that one. Like...
What about this one? Suffer Pressure and DJ Debris are all members of the Hilltop Hoods.
Stopping all stations. I love when I come home and the train says stopping all stations and that they all come into my head. Stopping all stations.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy is awarded to the winner of, you said, the American Gridiron Sport. And it's the Super Bowl, NFL. That's the American Gridiron Sport.
Yeah, see, and that I'd like to get rid of knowing that. Like if I could if I could forget that.
Well, perhaps today, you know when, like, if you get a song stuck in your head, sometimes playing the song gets it out of your head. Perhaps today you'll lose the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
I can get rid of your memory. I don't know how accurate I will be, though. You could go home and not recognise your son. Your son. It's a risk, but I'm willing to give it a crack.
Yeah. And Phobos and Deimos are moons of Mars, not planet Dyson.
No.
Yeah, but see, like, that one as well, like... How worth knowing is that? I'm not.
It's gonna be pretty important about us.
Got him confused and I ended up on the wrong moon. No.
Spoiler alert! Actually going to be pretty important about 700 years. I apologize.
Giving you 6 out of 10.
Yeah,
that's
but you
good.
Got. I think you only got 2 out of 10
for the questions.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh well, that's okay.
Six
I can
out of
deal with
pretty
that.
Good.
There'll be another quiz for me next week, whereas this is locked in for you forever.
Yeah, you'll have your name next to 6 out of 10 forever.
Kind of a shitty score when you consider I was doing it with God.
Yes.
Again, I'm very hands-off.
Thank you for being here anyway, God.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, no, it's fine. I guess I'll be... you guys will probably all be dead when I come back, but it was nice to meet you. Yeah.
A final question from Farsi Farp Dunsterman from the Hair Horse Hound Hyrax Hospital.
Halitosis
Helicopter Harmony Havoc Hercules.
Yes.
Almanac, what differs in you to the real platypus? What is the difference between God and an actual platypus apart from size?
Well, I can breathe in kind of any environment. I don't actually need to breathe per se. So there's one difference. I'm immortal, invincible, invulnerable platypus. I think if it got hit by a truck, probably be in trouble. I'd be fine.
Would the truck be okay?
Well, it'd probably just cease to exist. Mm-hmm. Like I'd probably just go bleh, and maybe bleep back in. I'd see how I feel.
Would be the main difference that the platypus doesn't like piss off for a few hundred years, then take credit for everything?
Yeah, I mean that's the platypus. Yeah, I mean I'm a little bit worried that people are going to start punching platypuses, given what the state of the world is in right now. When it really is not their fault. And it's not my fault either. It's your fault. I just built the foundation, and then you guys kind of made it what it is now.
Yeah. Have you watched any Australian TV at all?
Do you like Thank God You're Here?
I like.
Is that your favourite Australian TV show?
Well, no, because I'm not in it. You know, I don't even think they had a platypus in that. I like. My favourite Australian show is probably Sunrise, I reckon.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
Which one's that? Is that Koshy?
That's Koshy and In the Morning. Yeah, I think it's just funny. It's just like.
Have you seen Rosehaven on the ABC?
No.
Are you not across that?
No. Fisk's, though, a great show. Yeah.
You should check out Rosehaven. It's quite good. Luke McGregor is a very funny comedian writer who's on that. And actor. I think
doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
Maybe won a Logie for it.
Well, didn't deserve to. So Fisk all the way.
Big Fisk fan. He is all-knowing.
Well, God, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Farsi Farb Dunsterman from...
Horsehair Hound Hospital, Hyrax, Halaming, Hercules, Honshu, Hypodermic Needle, Hot Pot.
I was really hoping we'd get you get the halloumi.
Halloumi.
Yeah.
Gig.
Hecuba, Horse Feathers, Honest Hotel.
Which is, I think, an online newsletter.
Correct. I'm going to be doing an in-depth long-form assignment where I'll be shadowing the Guilty Feminist Tour at the end of July.
Ooh, good podcast.
Focusing primarily upon Kel Wilson, a comedian.
Kel Wilson.
Also be found on Instagram and TikTok under the name Kelbo Wilson. So far the focus is she has a lot of cat videos on TikTok.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for being here, Steele. Congratulations on 6 out of 10. I'm so sorry for filling your head with useless information.
Thanks. I'd like to plug, don't listen to any of my podcasts because I don't really benefit from that, except for the little stat. But thesurestore.com, that's my plug. New store.
Well, that's why you're in Australia.
That is why I'm here. So
we have a lot of listeners here. And it's, if you're in Melbourne, where is it moving to?
230 Little Lonsdale Street, I believe, is the address. And the website.
A lot of places, if they have someone famous drop in, will put a photo of them up on the wall. So do you have God on the wall?
I will.
Of your store?
Yeah, I mean...
The big platypus in the sky?
It'll your customers' like heads will explode when they look at it, but it's if it helps, sure.
God-tier products.
Yeah. I don't know if you can... Unless you make something for a giant floating platypus, you know.
Okay.
If you got a range, I'm happy to wear it. Not that I wear it, like I wear the T-shirt, but you know, I'll be floating through the infinite expanse of space. I don't know who's going to see it, but I'm happy to wear it.
Wow, what an opportunity! That's it for Wax Grizzle this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.